marvelous job. Thank you, Brother Ron, for that added effort on your part. Open your Bible with me tonight to one verse of Scripture that summarizes the life of Jesus Christ like no other verse in all the Bible. It is found in 1 Timothy chapter 3. It is verse number 16. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 16. And I'll read that for you after we pray. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16. Paul writes, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." Ladies and gentlemen, we have heard the story of the Savior's birth. It was so magnificent that God sent angels to first announce it. It was so simple that He announced it first to shepherds. It was so marvelous and magnificent that wise men came from the eastern country to pay homage and tribute and to worship Him. What a story, the greatest story ever told. How that the Holy Spirit overshadowed the Virgin Mary, and the angel said to her, fear not, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of the High." And the Bible says she brought forth her firstborn son and laid him in a manger, for there was no room for them in the inn. And now, the rest of the story. The Savior, Jesus Christ, who was born in a manger, died on a cross. One day they led him out to Calvary, the place of the skull, Golgotha. There He died a shameful death, bearing your sins and mine in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. The Bible says in Luke 23, at verse number 33, "And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified Him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left." And remember, Jesus cried out in behalf of His enemies, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And I've come to tell you that Jesus Christ will forgive you of all the sins of your life. Whatever you've committed contrary to His way and His will, doesn't matter your past, doesn't matter your present status or what you hope for the future, if you'll call on the name of the Lord Jesus, the Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." He died for you. He died in your stead. He took your place and mine upon the cross. Yes, the story continues. It did not end at the manger. It is not His beautiful birth that brings salvation to men, though that's a part of the whole program. It is His sacrificial, substitutionary death upon the cross that brings eternal salvation to you and to me. This Jesus who died on the cross arose from the grave. Paul writes a commentary in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, where he says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which also I received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures." The beautiful story of the resurrection brings to us blessed hope. Our loved ones who have died, our loved ones who have gone before, they are waiting our coming there. And it's all because of the resurrection that we have that blessed hope. In the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28, at verse number 5, when the women came to anoint His body, they did not finish anointing on the day of His death. They came with spices to anoint his body, and when they arrived, having asked themselves the question, who will roll away the stone? When they arrived at the tomb, they made a marvelous discovery. The stone was already rolled away. And I want to tell you that it wasn't rolled away to let Jesus out. It was rolled away to let them in. And the angel said unto the women, fear not, I know ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. The Jesus who was born in a manger, died on a cross, rose from the grave, Jesus who rose from the grave ascended back to heaven. Mark 16:19 says, so then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat down on the right hand of God. And he sits there on the right hand of God tonight, making intercession for you and for me. He pleads our case before God. He goes to God as our attorney and represents us at the throne of Almighty God. Yes, he who was born in a manger, died on a cross, rose from the grave, ascended back after 40 days to the glory world. And I want to tell you one more thing to complete the story. He who was born in a manger, died on a cross, rose from the grave, ascended back to the glory world, is one day coming again to receive his own. Remember what happened that day when the disciples stood on the Mount of Olives and their hearts were aching within them, because the Bible says, while he yet spake these words, a cloud received him out of their sight, and two men stood by them in white apparel and said to them, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into heaven? This same Jesus whom you see taken away from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go away. He's coming back again. That little baby Jesus who grew up to be a boy, who grew into manhood, who died on a cross, who was buried, who rose again, who ascended back, is one day coming again. He said so. Listen to his word. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Heaven is a wonderful place. And all of those loved ones who've gone before, who have died in the faith, we will meet them on the great resurrection morning. There's going to be a meeting in the air, a meeting like you've never seen before, when all of the dead in Christ of all the ages shall be raised, and we who may be alive and remain will be translated. In the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Paul gives us a marvelous declaration. Let me give you a little history of the city of Thessalonica. That was one of the most pagan cities in the Greco-Roman world. Paul established the first church in the city of Thessalonica. He wrote to them two letters. Some of them, like many of us, lost loved ones. They had loved ones who died and were buried. And they inquired of the Apostle Paul about their loved ones. Will we ever see them again? Is this all of it? Is this the end? Have we said farewell to those whom we love so dearly? Will we not see their precious forms again? And the reason there was so much doubt, they were living in a pagan city. And over the archway of the main gate that led into the city of Thessalonica were these words inscribed: when a man dies, he is dead forever. But Paul ignored that because he knew better. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, he wrote these words, "I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of Christ shall not prevent them or precede them or go before them that are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout." Whose shout? His shout. He's going to shout. "He shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." That's the rest of the story. He's coming again. It's not all over yet. The last chapter, his return. Ladies and gentlemen, the story has been told by this marvelous choir. Your pastor has followed up with the verses of Scripture right out of the Word of God to tell you that the Savior, Jesus Christ, who was born as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes in a manger, died sacrificially upon a cross, was buried on the morning of the third day, rose again after 40 days, ascended back into the glory world with his own promise, "I will come again." He's coming. Are you ready? What if he comes tonight? What if the trumpet sounds tonight? Are you ready? Have you been saved? If you haven't, let me tell you quickly. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says he came unto his own and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. All you have to do, you don't have to make a pilgrimage to Rome. You don't have to make a journey to Jerusalem. All you have to do is confess your sins, repent of your sins, call upon the name of the Lord, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And the rest of the story is up to you. Where you will spend eternity is up to you. What you do with Jesus Christ is up to you. You can receive him or you can reject him. You can die in your sins and spend eternity in a devil's hell, or you can repent of your sin, trust Christ as your Savior, and have a home in heaven. May God help you to understand. Final chapter will be written by you. May we stand together, please. Everyone standing. I invite you tonight to come to Jesus Christ, completing the story in your own life, trusting him as your own personal Savior.